Hey everybody, Jesse here from Flyers Alley. Want to talk to you guys about the sponsor of the Powers Old City Sports Network, Sterling Pig Brewery out of Media, Pennsylvania. Go to www.sterlingpig.com. Use the Pig on the Fly program to get their beer shipped directly to your front door. As long as you're in PA, DC, or Virginia, you can use this. Make sure you guys spend $65 or more and use promo code OCSN in capital letters to get free shipping. Remember, $65 or more gets you free shipping using promo code OCSN in all caps. Take care, guys, and we'll see you next week in the alley. Pick this up. What's going on? I'm not used to the no boom. What's going on, everybody? Jesse and Corey from Flyers Alley, season 6, episode 21.
21.
Yeah, it was. It's kind of 22. Lauren Hart was 21, but still, man. Yeah, it's been 6 years of or 6 seasons.
It seems like we were like last month. We were just on preseason.
Yeah, it hasn't really felt that long.
That's what I'm saying. What do we got? 15 games left in the season.
Yeah, about that. Right, today. Today we got the
15-16 roughly.
Today we got the old Panthers, but we'll get into that. Wi-Fi is being a little weird right now. Must be.
I'm just gonna let you know you are a little clearer on my headphones now.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
Standing up is getting old. I couldn't stand up anymore.
Kind of thought you'd get tired.
You know, I sit down for a living, so I might as well sit down here.
I enjoy sitting down. Peaceful.
I did find a little snippet of information for whenever we do one of these.
Oh, you can!
I have to mute your mic.
Oh, yeah.
But that's why me sitting down now is pretty crucial and it works out well. But with that being said, make sure everybody goes to Facebook, our like page, and our group page, Flyers Alley. Twitter at Flyers Alley Pod 1. Instagram at Flyers Alley. And make sure you subscribe to our YouTube at Old City Sports Network. And also make sure you guys go to make sure you guys go to www.oldcitysports.com, old spelled OLDE, for all your favorite Philadelphia based podcasts, articles, and merch. I did just update the Flyers Alley merch. There is a Logan line now.
I did see the stickers.
My boy.
I saw the stickers.
Oh boy. If anyone, I think I have him in here.
Just so everybody knows, if anybody out there is going to the Flyers game today,
oh boy,
make sure that you grab a bucket hat and mail it to Jesse.
Yes. I think Jess was supposed to go yesterday. I don't know if she went or not.
Yesterday wasn't home.
Wasn't it? I got an email saying that she was
today. Going. Today's home against the Panthers.
Maybe it was today.
Yeah.
When's New York? Maybe that one.
That's next week.
Okay, maybe that. I don't fucking know. Anyway,
that's up and coming.
make sure you guys go there and use the promo code Philly in all caps for 10% off. Get the Logan line. I literally put it up there and just took a chance and hit like all merch, and it fucking covered all everything under the sun and looks fucking great.
You gonna get it on a bucket hat?
Nah, that's just for the living room show. I did, funny thing, last night, I did just clean up the beer pong fucking cups that were on that table. That's why that's over there.
Oh, my God.
We went into, like, a college, like, high school night last night. Thus, the, you know, the little look I got going on here. I just want to throw that bad boy out there.
Pretty schnazzy.
Yeah, yeah. I'm getting into the summer look, so. MTV
which,
shirt.
Which sick. Means, for all you folks out there watching this, Jesse's going to start busting out the Hawaiian shirts.
Got the stash going.
The Hawaiian shirts.
Hawaiian shirts coming.
It's supposed to be like mid 50s this week, almost 60 like on Thursday, but of course Thursday is gonna rain again.
Yeah, my backyard's like fucking Jurassic Park. Fucked
Who
up.
Are you trying to kid?
It's bad. And make sure you guys do. We do have one phone call in the for the phone calls. So we have one. Make sure you guys, you can call during the show. You can call anytime. The OCSN landline for Flyers Alley. It's 302-367-7276. Tell us what you're thinking during the game, whatever. Me and the big dog are going to be throwing some back during the game tonight at 6 o'clock versus the Panthers. But we'll get into that. So let's get into some Alley talk here. All right, so Alley Talk is brought to you by, I don't even know anymore. I think it's just us.
It's just
Old City Sports.
It's cool.
We'll just throw that bad boy up there. So I do got some topics like I've been doing every week now here. But we're going to go over the wins and losses from this week. It's been a pretty cool week. That's good. Good stuff.
That's a good one.
We got some Jello shots up first. So get into that later.
Let me get rolling first.
get into that a little later. So we did play the Leafs on Tuesday. We won 4-3. Had Owen Tippett score and assisted by Cam York and Morgan Frost in the first. Then had Travis Sanheim scoring, assisted by my boy Garnet Hathaway. Also Morgan Frost assisted by Addard, and then Scott Laughton assisted by Tippett in the third. Any thoughts on this game? It was a good one. I mean, it's good to beat the Leafs. So. Any thoughts?
Thank God.
Yeah, I was getting a little tired of that.
I just was never. I'm never a fan of the Leafs to begin with. Really not a fan of any Canadian hockey team, to be honest with you.
Yeah, that's true.
Just thank God we finally beat the Leafs. I just, you know.
Yeah, I do have. I was able. I do have two. I forget what the segment's called, but the fighting one that we have. Can't remember what it's called.
Dust up.
Yeah, there we go. Maybe a little groggy after last night, but
it's okay.
I'm willing to go. I'm willing to go on a round two later.
Oh yeah. No, I just I'm kind of glad we got a hold of Samsonov, yep. However you actually want to call. I know there was a
everybody.
Samsonov, whatever. I'm just glad we finally got his freaking number, man.
Yes, that was turning into a. Turned into a problem there. That's why I said it's proven now that if we do, I don't think we, regardless if we stay in the third position or we go into the wild card, I don't think we'll be playing them anyway in the first round.
No, I think if it were to end today, I saw it and I don't remember who the hell it was supposed to be, but I remember seeing that if it were to end today, we were not playing Toronto. I know that much.
I'm okay with that. And I'm pretty sure that somebody else would take them out because they can't beat anybody anyway.
Doesn't matter. Cup's not going back to Canada anyway.
No.
That was a spit and chicklet segment, wasn't it?
Yes. Yes. I think a lot of pods have talked about it. It's a hot take, a pretty, pretty big one.
It is. And it's an interesting thought though, you know, since lovely Gary Bettman's come into the league.
That's the only thing that I agree with him.
I mean, he's not wrong though.
Except for that one thing I didn't have it in here to talk about, but the new rule of the delay game, the puck going over, can be reviewed by the coaches.
Nothing like
I don't ever really see it. I don't ever really see it not. Like, they're pretty good about calling that.
I mean, a delay game is a delay game. You know, it's pretty obvious.
That's what I'm saying. I don't ever. I haven't seen one in a long time that has been. Did that really go out, or did that? Was that, you know? So we'll see.
Next thing you know, next. Oh, if it hits the net now, it's going to be considered a delay game.
Right. Yeah.
Let's not go there.
Yeah, we did get it. We did get a scrap between Delorier and Reeves, which we'll get into and dust up. I actually have a coast fight that I was sent by Sam Wismer from the Reading Royals.
I did see that.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yes, I did.
I thought it was pretty. I thought it was okay.
It was a decent.
I don't.
Something you don't see much in the ECHL. Those guys, there's not a lot of fisticuffs. Wasn't a bad one though.
I just don't pay attention to them. I mean, the last time I really did was when Matt Brown was there. I'm pretty sure he's still with the Phantoms. So, which fucked me completely because I was trying to get him on the pod. And Eric Jesberger, the PR guy for Reading, was like, he just went back up. So we got to wait for him to come down for me to do anything. And I'm not fucking with Lehigh. They're just not. They're not going to let me do it. So
I do have an off-the-wall beauty of the week.
Okay.
Very off the wall. I'll probably forget about it.
We'll get that. Yeah.
We'll
try not to.
I'll write it down.
So on the 21st, we played the Canes, lost 3-2 in overtime, but got 1 point, which I will give a shout out to my boy Emery from work. He said, as long as we get 3 points out of this week, I'll be happy. It happened. So we got 2 points last night. Got one in this one. So
tip my hat to him on that one. That's nice call.
Got it. Well, actually, technically, I mean, we got 2 points.
Five.
Yeah, we're at 5 points. So we 2 points versus the Leafs.
Five out of the potential six.
Yeah.
Which.
Good. Good shit.
I mean, really can't complain.
So this game, this was a good game, though. I gotta throw it in there. I really give them. There we go. Oh, there we go.
You like it that way,
buddy? I like it better. It sounds better this way. Looks weird, though. Anyway. Got Lawton scoring in the second, assisted by Farabee and Brink. And then the third, Konechny, assisted by Frost and Tippett. I think the most important thing here that everybody needs to realize, Sam Ersson is a rookie. So you got to understand what he's doing. I forget the lady's name that I was talking to on Facebook about it. She was getting a little pumped. Like, some people were giving it to her a little bit, and I was like, okay, well.
A lot of people are.
I was like, you guys got to realize. It's actually funny now that I'm not trying to pump my own tires up. Now, like, when I comment, nobody is fucking saying anything back now. Because, like, the morons are literally, like.
They're finally getting it.
I feel like they're just all trolls. Like, they have to be, because they're making, and I have some really good morons of the week. Like, really, I really went hard into the paint this morning. So this is great. This is a great thing. We're hanging in there. We're beating the teams that we have to beat to be taken seriously in the playoffs. And that's another thing. We're not being taken seriously in the playoffs. So that's a fucking problem for me. But thoughts on this game? It was a good hard one, you know, good fought one, but got 1 point out of it.
Would have liked to have seen TDA's head get taken off, but, you know. I'll take the point, though.
I think this is the one that I didn't watch. If it's a Thursday.
He's only got, like, 30-some games played this year.
It's funny that you say that, because when we get past these games, I have some things that I thought were very interesting about games and being scratched and such like that, not just the Couturier thing, but things involving torts. I think it's a little interesting that you say that. But yeah,
You know what it is?
He's a dick.
You know what it is? He's worn his welcome out there again.
Yeah. Yeah, and if you're done, if Rod the Bod's done with it, you're done. And then other GMs and other coaches are going to see that. Like, Rod Brindamore is a really, really
well respected.
Yeah, coach. And if you can't work with him, then other people are going to see that and be like, dude, like, what are you doing? He's going to go down. He has potential to go down to the AHL and stay there forever.
Well, he was a Jack Adams, what, 2020, 2021?
I'm not sure. We got a comment here.
It could be. But he's a Jack Adams recipient, so, I mean.
Randy Gottlieb,
For the podcast, and Randy Gottlieb comments, incredible win to break the losing streak against Boston. Very strong final period against a great team, but we really took it to them. That's weird, too. Urson played a strong game. The defense was blocking shots throughout the contest. Just a huge character win when it was really needed. Go Flyers. I appreciate that. Thanks, buddy. He comments a lot on the like page. Mm-hmm. So yeah. Good guy there. I like his.
I'm in an agreement with him. I mean, it was as ironic as it is. You know, Sealer's been out. What the last?
I'll be getting to that too. Yeah, we continue. Yeah, but he it's was, been. It's just been
he,
a while.
It's just he mentioned blocking shots, and
yeah,
Sealer is still not only A, leading the team, but B, I believe he's still leading the league in blocked shots.
Sealer, he may not be now,
but I believe as of, I think the Canes game it was. I believe as of that game it was. Don't quote me on that.
But hey, don't say it. Absolutely. You know how these fucking people are.
Who the fuck am I to quote? Yeah. Nobody.
I hate quoting because it doesn't fucking work.
That's why I say don't quote me.
Yes, don't quote me, but find the guy.
But who am I? Go to NHL.com and look it up.
There you go. Well, I'm wondering now. I actually could look right now if you really want me to.
Yeah. I could also go to fantasy too, but
yeah, me too, because I have him. It's in IR.
Yeah.
Not doing shit for me there, buddy, but I'm not getting rid of him. There's no point in getting rid of him. Anyway, this is a big, big win for us, or about loss, but we got a point. So it's a win in my book. And I hate to say it, I keep saying all the, like, a lot of people are saying blah blah blah. Like it's literally just the fucking people in these groups. They'd rather not have the point, which is absolutely ridiculous.
But like, down to the last, you know,
teen digits.
Yeah, yeah. We're almost down to like a dozen games. Any point you can get this time of the season is absolutely crucial. Is it the spice?
It is.
Yeah, I liked it.
Did you like it?
I did.
I fucking love it, dude.
I got it that afternoon. Katie and I went to we were at some Wawa or something like that, or it was a Royal Farms. I stopped and grabbed something, and I saw it. Oh, was it the Wawa in Linwood? Mm. I was coming back, I don't know where, but I stopped in there and grabbed it. I was like, damn.
I'll tell you what, I don't leave the house often. I literally on Friday came home and then left like later on. I was like, nah, like I'm going. And I went, I got like a bunch of fucking shit. I was ready to rock. Yesterday wasn't supposed to happen. They were supposed to go out and then they decided that they just wanted to stay. And I was like, eh? Look up in my fridge upstairs. Another but Keystone and fucking Yingling Light.
Keys.
Hey, they were beer, but dude, I will say this. It's a little off topic, but in all my 37, 38, I don't even remember how old I am.
It's okay. I forgot though.
Yeah. 30 some, almost 40 years on this earth. Yingling Light is the easiest beer to beer pong. Beer bong. 100%. We had a beer bong flowing.
To bong it?
Dude, I've never done it, but I've only been drinking it for like a year, maybe 2 years. I'll tell you what, down the hatch.
He's just,
dude, it was on. I was like mid conversation last night. I was like, yeah, can you hold this real quick? And just anyway, just got into it. Dude, I was in it. But anyway,
never missed a beat, huh?
I'll be doing some later. It's in the dishwasher right now.
I should have taken my refill jugs to Sterling Pig the other day. Should have gotten some refills.
We could bong that.
I would, the professor.
Whoa. I have two upstairs.
I could easily.
Do you think you really could?
I could.
Do you want to later?
Don't threaten me with a good time.
Yeah, I have two upstairs.
I think I have two still in my fridge.
That's awesome.
I do.
Let's move on to the yesterday's. It's not there to look at. Okay, so no. Drink. How you drink it, it's up to you. With that being said, moving on to yesterday's game against the Bruins, huge win. And I was, dude, I went into a Bruins fucking group, didn't even know I was in it. Went in, mic dropped, and fucking left. It was just like, somebody was like, oh, it was a hard-fought game, boo, boo, boo. And it was obviously before we won. Oh, this game with the Flyers are going, boo, boo, boo. I went in and was like, oh, well, you got, wasn't enough, was it, fellas? And just fucking mic dropped and fucking left the group. I don't even know if anybody said anything. I'm not going back to look, but fuck you.
I would have.
Fuck that. I'll let Wade do it. Wade will be out there. So, yeah, we got Konechny scored in the second, assisted by Forrester and Lawton on a power play goal. I love that. And then Konechny scores again in the third, assisted by Frost and Tippett. And then Tyson Forrester with that goddamn.
Ring, ding, ding, ding.
Hold on. Hello. Greg. Hello. Greg, what's up, brother?
Oh, hey, guys. How's it going?
Greg Montour.
Greg Montour, everybody. What's going on, fella?
Oh, trying to call it with the WhatsApp, and it just sent me to your regular phone.
That's okay. My phone's what's connected to the mixer anyway, so it works out. What do you got going on? We're talking about the Bruins game. What do you got? What you got for us?
Oh, the Bruins game? That was beauty. I was putting barn doors up, turning every little while to check this, see what's going on, and was just cheering. The dog went running in the back room again.
Scaring the dog, huh, Greg?
Oh, yeah. You should have saw it when they beat the Leafs.
Oh, I'm sure that was a great
dog was under the bed.
Hit to the other end of the property.
Yeah.
Well, that's
up. Yeah.
What
Jesse said.
All right, what's that?
Oh, it was just what Jesse said. It went running upstairs and hid behind the bed.
Dog's out. Lucky to go out the back door. What do you think about, since we got you on here, we'll keep you on here for a couple minutes. What do you got for today? Since we got the Bruins, we beat the Bruins. We'll talk about that. But what do you think about today's matchup at 6 o'clock against the Panthers? Your nephew down there.
Oh, I hope they beat him.
Love it. Aren't we up against them?
I think we are up on the season series.
Yeah, I think we are too.
Yeah. Yeah, we are. They're not playing too well right now, so it's a good chance for them to beat them.
Yeah.
Again.
Yeah, they you might send a little text message to Brandon and tell him to pick his dance partners a little bit better. Last time he's picking a fight with Delorier and Hathaway. Froggy. Yeah. I remember Greg texted me and was like, "You better knock it off."
I mean, if he wants to, I don't think it's wise.
Does he? Does he want to? I don't think he does. But yeah, hopefully we get the win today. We're gonna have to bring.
Oh, that would be beauty.
We gotta bring you on for an episode here soon. Get you back in the alley.
Oh, that'd be cool.
Yeah,
that'd be cool.
Get some stuff going. I know we are gonna have a little Lauren Hart come in on an episode here soon too. So we're gonna have some. We got some people. Did have a. Maybe having the man retiring in the offseason come on too. Just saying. But
excuse me, while Greg, I geek out.
we appreciate the call in, brother. Keep on keeping on. I'll be texting you during the game. Are you gonna be able to watch a game today? Are you playing?
I play tonight. I know, right?
Okay.
I was hoping it was an afternoon game.
Oh God, they'd be dead.
Everybody played an afternoon game yesterday.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. Yeah. Fantasy's going a little crazy over there, isn't it?
Shut up. All my shit's suspended and hurt. I don't want to fucking hear it.
The stash. It's the stash, dude. I'm telling you. It's got a life of its own.
Wait. Yeah, getting my passport soon, so I'll be able to fly down to Philly and not drive.
Yeah, we were talking about that yesterday. We're just going to come back down. I'm going to put him up, talk to the old lady.
Oh,
we're going to put him up so he's got to stay in a hotel.
Hey, any time.
Yeah,
get some Wawa pizza. And
oh, Jesus Christ!
we'll get Corey to take us and get some Wawa pizza there.
Greg, I love it.
Not my favorite moment.
Oh my God! Really? Because it was mine. Greg's in the front seat looking. Do we need to go get him? I said I'll give it about 28 seconds.
I'll find my way. Greg, I appreciate the phone call, man. We're gonna keep moving on here. Hopefully the Flyers win today. I'll be texting you, keeping you updated. All right, fella.
All righty.
Much appreciated.
All right, man. We'll talk to you.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
Thank you. Fucking love that guy.
How can you not? Domain even brings up a Wawa reference.
It did. Canadian Wawa reference. Funny.
Only you.
Yeah. I aim the police. But yeah, so getting it back into the Bruins, we beat them. That's great.
I love that he's able to call now. That's awesome.
Yeah, I hooked him up with that WhatsApp thing. Yeah. So, like I said, and I posted something today telling everybody, if you're up, if you're a fan up in Canada, or even just a Flyers fan, you can call in using WhatsApp. Call right in, 1:30 p.m. Eastern time. Go right on the show. You can call anytime. Leave a voice message. You can do anything you want. It's very successful right now. I'm enjoying it thoroughly.
Last week was a good one. You had what, about four or five of them?
Yeah, that's three or four. Yeah, it was pretty nice. We got one this week. We do. So,
is it Armin again?
It is not. It is a repeat caller, but
okay.
I actually haven't listened to it. Armin was going to come on today. I did tell him, I didn't know the state that I was, I didn't know I was going to, you know, reclaim my fucking championship of being, you know, the booze hound of the century. But, yeah, I was going to have him come on. I didn't know what was going on with Wade. I didn't know what was going on with Kurt. So I was like, let's get a fresh week here. And
then we'll start when we're capable.
We're obviously probably not going to do one next week since it's Easter.
True.
Maybe do it on, you know what? Nah, I got a family thing on fucking Good Friday. I'm just fucking busy. Anyway, moving on.
We'll discuss it.
Yeah, we will discuss it.
Monday night's an option.
It is. Yeah, it is. All week. I'm gonna be doing another Paranorama. Dude, this episode is fucking wild. Wild.
Rolling on with it?
Dude, it's taking me forever because I'm getting the information down. Dude, it's...
Knocking one after the other, huh?
Well, no, I'm trying to. Yeah. It's a conspiracy theory one now. It's not like an extraterrestrial paranormal. It's I told Wade about it. He was like, what the fuck? Yeah, it's pretty cool. But anyway, so with that being said, let's move on to some of the topics that I have for Alley Talk this week. This one's pretty cool. This one everyone loves. Simmer retires a Flyer April 13th versus the Devils. I was talking to Lauren Hart about it. If you guys did listen to that episode or tune in, it sounded like she kind of hinted at that he might be putting the skates on.
I'm just going to say this right now, and I texted you this as well. She is a sweetheart, dude.
Dude, it was awesome. That was
I had it on in the TV in the living room.
Oh, big screen.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. Oh, absolutely. That's the way to do it. Nice guitar collection,
by the way. Dude, yeah.
I was a big fan of that.
I will say this: I went in very ignorant into that interview because, you know, It's a little bit different of an interview than I'm used to doing.
Oh, absolutely.
But let me tell you something. I learned a fuck ton about that lady. She's probably besides the guys in Flyers Alley, that was the most fun hockey talk I've ever had. I talked to Berube, talked to a couple other prestigious people, even players, and she takes the cake. Like, by far, was the funnest conversations I've ever had.
It's like I said, though. She's unbelievably nice. She's, like I said, she's a sweetheart, man. She is.
It was a good time. Yeah. If people didn't hear it, go to Flyers Alley on your music or podcasting apps and check that one out, because that was an absolute fucking beauty.
But it just looked like it rolled so smooth.
I was talking to Britt Stanish from Sterling Pig. Mm-hmm. I think there's a really good chance I could probably get her to come to a watch party.
Lauren.
Yeah, I think I really could, because she was so, and then off air, so fucking cool. Even more. Like, it's just
I blared her and Kate Smith like right after the interview, by the way.
Yeah, shit. It's there's a lot of history. And the funny thing is I haven't really seen her on, and I may be wrong, I haven't seen her on many other podcasts. Podcast Flyers pods out there, get her on, dude. it's a fucking good time. But yeah, this is gonna be a time, Simmons. Retirement, you know, not going to be a dry eye in the stadium.
And there won't be a ceiling left either.
No, it's going to be loud.
The Wells Fargo is going to turn into a, you know, a football stadium.
I don't know if we have anybody. I requested Skyler to go and take pictures. So I'm going to see if that's actually possible, because we need pictures of that. That's a big deal. But that's against the Devils too. You know, I think that's like the second to last game of the season, if not the last.
I think it's one of the last ones.
Yeah,
I'd have to take a look.
So that's awesome. We all love Simmons. Obviously, Simmons, you know, up there. Lynn's is gonna watch.
Is that gonna get busted out?
It is gonna get busted out. We've already had the discussion.
I love it.
A lot of people are like, oh, I'm gonna go. I'm not going, dude. I'm getting ripped here. Like, it's Simmons, dude. I can't be there. Can't be there for that.
It would be nice, but all I'm saying is at the same time, it'd be a royal pain.
Yeah, yes. It's going to be bad.
Because they're going to be not only at max seating capacity. They're going to be max standing room capacity.
Plus, it's the same thing as we'll get into our event in April, too. I have that in here on the docket as well. They're going to be we're definitely going to know where we stand in the playoffs as well. So that place is going to be filled to the fucking brim.
At that game? By that time?
By even our event.
Oh, by our event?
And that game. That game, it's the second to last game of the season, if not the last.
By that time, we should most definitely... Actually, we could probably be before if we have that point lead.
Well, some teams are going to be eliminated from playoff contention soon.
Probably
here
within
too.
The next five games.
Right. So, it's gonna be a good time. I want to do it the way I want to do it. I'm gonna get ripped here. That's just how it is. Get ready for playoffs. Yeah. I just might get a bunch of Chinese food and get fatted up and just not do that.
I got a big old backyard. Side yard.
April.
It's a gamble.
Yeah, not really thinking about doing that in your neighborhood there, buddy. Not after seeing all that shit I saw the other day. It's like, what the fuck is happening over here?
I texted a couple people. I said, it's a good thing I wasn't out cutting the grass and they decided to open fire.
Oh, is that what it was? I didn't even know what it was.
Yeah, dude came off 95. It was a chase and went the wrong way down my street and just...
Yep, straight across, I guess, yeah.
Clipped a telephone pole. Which, by the way, now I have a telephone pole that looks like a question mark.
Who gets in speed chases anymore? Like,
they came off 95.
That's just dumb. Yeah. Going to Chai is a good idea. There's so many dead ends, dude. Like, what the fuck is? What are you dumb?
And my road is not exactly, you know, as wide as the Schuylkill Expressway either.
If they would have went straight through like your side yard too, that's just trees. Like they would have went nowhere. There would have been
come through my side yard. That little alley behind my house there. It does nothing but dead end. It actually goes all the way down to somebody's driveway.
2024. Even the criminals are stupid.
It was actually kind of funny. They dragged the one lady out and her weave fell out. Katie's up there. She's like, pick the weave up.
Jesus Christ.
I said, you quiet down, you.
Chill out up there. What's going on here, Karen? But yeah, so moving on. This is an interesting one. Kirk brought this to my attention. I do have this in here as well. Apparently, let me get rid of that stuff, actually, because you can't see it. John Tortorella accused of significant bias against Quebecers by former head coach. Apparently, Torts is racist against Quebecers.
I only have one thing to say. If you're going to make a statement like that, you need to say who you are. By a former head coach. And every article that I've seen, that head coach has remained nameless.
Come on.
So, which means it's probably full of shit.
So...
It's just like Dubinsky coming out and saying whatever he said. Yeah, I'm going to go there. I'm going to go there.
He's doing everything he can to be fucking relevant. I'm so tired.
He was irrelevant when he finished his career.
It's a fucking baby. Fuck him.
But what I'm saying, though, is if you're going to come out and make an accusation like that, that's a bold statement. So if you're going to sit there and be the former head coach of whoever the statement was made by, you need to come out and make yourself known, because it's right now all you're doing is, once again, here in the city of Philadelphia, defamation of character, slander. We're going to go back to the bullshit from earlier in the year.
My thing is that I agree with everything you're saying. My thing is there's so much going on now with these international profiles. So it was funny today. I read the international profiles, the fake information, like the clickbait stuff. I read an article today. I forget the guy's name, but he's for the Delco Times.
Really?
And the conversation, the article started out with there's two different players on the Flyers, the players that don't like Torts and then the players that don't like Torts. And I read through the article. The beginning of it was like literally slamming Torts, and then by the end he was praising him. So I commented and said, look, dude, if you're working for the Delco Times or writing these articles, I'm about to take your fucking job. Because if you're getting paid to put out bullshit like this, it was like Bob something. I can't remember his fucking name. But I'm going to do that. I literally already emailed them. I was like, if you guys, I don't write that often, but when I write, I think it's pretty fucking good because I'm not going to write about everything.
But that's the shit that you're going to put in the newspaper.
That's what I'm saying. Like, that's crazy. And then every 10 seconds, something pops up. Hey, you want to read the rest of this article? Pay us a dollar. And I'm like, what the fuck is happening?
I'm not paying you a dollar.
You also another thing, not trying to jump off topic too much, but have you ever been on anybody else's websites that are like in like even I think the only other one that has one is Nasty Knuckles that's like ours. We don't have ads on our website. We don't have ads. The Delco Times has them. Almost
Delco Times, Daily Times,
and Flyers Nitty Gritty has them on there. There's a lot of prestigious outlets that have them. Guys, just pay $25 a month and just have no fucking no ads on you. It just looks like shit. It's not my. I'm just saying, like, it's just the Delco
it's a desperation thing, and I think it's stupid.
I get it. If you're getting paid to have the ads on there, that's cool. But have them like well placed. Like, I can't read like the fucking articles. Shit's like streaming across, and I'm like, what the fuck is happening? And then every time you scroll down a certain time, it comes like it's just fucking ridiculous.
You know what I call that?
What?
Bush League.
It's Bush League. It's Bush League. I pay $25 a month.
Bush League. Just my opinion.
So
you can quote me on that one.
Yeah, quote him on that one. It's Bush League. Let's get into this one. Torch isn't. I don't think there's nothing saying that Torch is racist against Quebecers, but apparently that's what's happening now.
Bullshit.
Kutz gets benched, but understands why. Now a lot of people, and I will say Flyers. What is that?
Flyers Nation. They went a little hard on that one.
Yeah. The thing is the problem here is a lot of fans are attached to players. And me and Kurt had a really good conversation in our text group about Giroux and Kutz. And I do believe it ended with us both saying the same thing of they're not – my example was a good example of a Flyers captain. It would be Shea Weber. Shea Weber is one of my favorite captains of all time because the dude is a fucking brick shithouse.
Mm-hmm.
He's nasty as shit. He will fuck you up. He was a great defenseman, absolute beauty. That's my type of captain.
Very, very solid.
And I did reference that's my type of captain, not Quinn Hughes, soft on the baby shit. It's Philadelphia. You need to be a gritty captain. I don't care. Oh, it's a different game. That's not what I'm talking about. You know. So I did see Kutz was getting in there in the scrum a little bit in like the 5 minutes he played yesterday. I do like him on that line, like Kurt was saying, but like
fits well.
You have to understand, Couturier could be the best captain of all time in Flyers history if he just does the little things. And he did say you can tell by the press conferences that they had while he was scratched during morning skates from that time, and then yesterday's post game reports and press conferences or just interviews with him that he understands now what was going on, and now he's like, I'm not talking about that. Let's move forward. That just says to me that they literally brought him aside and were like, listen, this is why I think he knew the whole time. I don't think he was upset as everyone thought he was. I think he knew the entire time that they were going to do that because they wanted to show it to the team. And look what came out.
I mean,
Greg Montour says, I like Primo when he was a captain. He's in it. Yeah.
I'm agreeing.
Big fan of that too.
You know, Keith Primo was a good captain. I liked him. Probably not, you know, the greatest captain of all time, but right. I'm in agreement that he was. And the other thing was it was kind of weird on, you know, that team as well. I think Eric Desjardins would have been a good captain for that team too.
I could agree with that. Yeah.
I think he would have been a great captain. By far, also one of my favorite Flyers defensemen of all time.
But so that actually can go into the conversation that me and I can't remember her name now. Lauren Hart had about, you know, the miracle thing and what Herb Brooks said. He didn't get didn't want all stars and got the right players, not the best players for the thing. Right. I think that's what's going on here. And that goes into the captaincy. The captain shouldn't, like, I'll give Kurt this credit. The captain doesn't have to be your best player on the team.
Nope.
Is Couturier an all around player? I think so. I just don't think he should have been captain. I also think it should have been Lawton instead of him. But like I do 100%. If you're gonna put the C on someone now, I'm dying on the hill of Konechny.
My biggest problem is you've gone this time without a captain. Now, three quarters of the way through the season, when you said in preseason, you said at the All-Star break, at the trade deadline, you're not naming a captain, you're not naming a captain. Then all of a sudden you put a C on Couturier. And I'm not talking about in his last name either.
Yep.
I think you wrote the season out with your three assistants and then revisit it again next year. If you wanted to put the C on Couturier or on Konechny or whoever, you do that next year. You don't do it three quarters of the way, seven-eighths of the way through a season. You don't do it.
Well, that's but it just it also proves the power that Torts has. It's I thought I had it in here, but I don't. Danny B is saying that he 100% is backing up everything Torts is doing. I do think the only thing that happened that Torts didn't agree with, which I think was actually proven, was putting the C on Couturier. I don't think he, because like you said he wasn't naming a captain, blah, 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 blah. He said it was like kicking a dead horse hearing it. And then all of a sudden from up top, they were like, we're putting the C on Couturier. Now, not everybody's always going to agree. And I know, you know, he didn't play for the Flyers like Jonesy and Briere did. LeClaire was probably behind that as well. Sharp was probably behind that. All the guys.
Yep.
They were probably all behind that. And then, yeah, well, all right, we'll put it on him. Well, now I'm going to bench him. That kind of shows you where Torts' power lies. He's running the team. So that's fine.
Torts runs the team. Jonesy and Briere run the office.
Right. And that's how it should be.
And I got to be honest with you. I love
Dan Hilferty. I can't leave him out. I can't leave that fucking guy out. I love Dan Hilferty.
I apologize to you as well. I love that guy. And it's as Lauren Hart said that Dan Hilferty 100% has the Flyers back.
Man. He's my guy. I'm all about it. I requested the interview and they denied. They denied it. Like, I believe it. They were like,
A for effort, but
yeah. Dude. I was like, can I get Dan Hilferty on? They're like, and they honestly responded and they're like, why do you want him on there? I said, I just want to welcome him to the city and, you know, welcome to the team and, you know, blah, blah, blah. And they were like, he's denied it. I was like, yeah, I figured that. I don't blame him for that, but fair, I think maybe I get Lauren Hart to pull some strings for me. Yeah, there. Then we got Brandon Montour. It's been Brandon Pauls for a long time. Long time. Been a while, buddy. What's going on, guys? But yeah, I think he understands what's going on here. Couturier does, and that means that he's seeing what position that being the captain actually does, and the things he's supposed to do and understand. And he said he wants to do what's best for the team, and I think that's what was best for the team. I think they had to realize that they had to separate themselves from winning and losing with or without their captain. And I think Couturier needed to see that the bus moves without him. So. Moving on to this one. This is what we were talking about earlier. The defense really missing Sealer and Drysdale.
Can I just say how I love that you named those two instead of the third?
Who, Risto? I like Risto. He's just not
irrelevant.
He's not relevant. Yeah, he's not relevant for the look. Him being out isn't moving making the needle backwards. Yeah. But Sealer being the guy that literally the block master of all time. And Drysdale are you know, shiny new toys now hurt. I don't think I've even heard again if re-aggravated that fucking shoulder.
But the thing is you don't hear a peep about either one of them.
I've been checking everything with Sealer.
They did say, I think, that Drysdale had skated a couple times. But I think it was just skating. I'm not 100% certain on that.
I'm just gonna go and look because I've just been watching Sealer because he's in my fantasy. So
fair.
I haven't actually been looking at Drysdale, but I'm gonna look right now.
The thing that's gonna hurt me the most is if these guys are ready to play by the playoffs, they've missed the last month and a half.
Yeah.
That's killer this time of the
24
year.
24 days ago was the last update, and it was just Drysdale upper body placed on injured reserve Wednesday.
Okay, and that was probably, 4 days after the initial injury? So it's been about a month.
Yeah, it's been about roughly a month.
And Sealer's been out.
Sealer's been – I've been watching. Longer. He was. It said per the ESPN Fantasy app, which is actually a really good source to go for.
They're not too shabby, man.
Dude, our boy Charlie O'Connor in the media, dude, he fucking they use him on there.
Like, yeah, they're pretty damn pretty good. Cool.
Jordan Hall they use on there. So
Elliot Friedman quite a bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's a good place to get information. That's what I just looked at.
It's
so,
not bad.
But they said that Sandler was coming back on the 12th, and obviously it's past the 12th. I was really excited.
We're drastically past the 12th.
Yeah. So I've got some comments. Kurt chimes in. Risto and Drysdale have been skating. Cool. That's what I like. Yeah. Wade says milk carton my mouse. He couldn't find his mouse. That's why he's not here. He couldn't find his fucking mouse. You know, you could have drove about a mile down the street and just came here.
Son of a bitch.
I can't do it without my mouse either. I'm not going to lie to you. Fucking old school fucking 90s mouse.
Shit's not touchscreen?
No.
Oh.
No shot. It's fucking USB plugged in. Look, it's got cord. I'm fucking around, dude. The old shit works, bro. Yeah, so the mouse. Oh, Kurt did just send me, yep, from Jordan Hall. Take a look. Drysdale and Rasmus Ristolainen rehab skating with skills coach Angelo Ricci. That's a good sign. Thank you, Kurt, for that. Per Jordan Hall, NBC Sports Philly. Because that's what you do. You give people credit for the stuff that they do. Just say.
Yeah, instead of hiding behind, you know,
a little bitch.
Defamation of character, former head coach.
Yeah, fucking bitch. Anyway, April 6th event at Sterling Pig versus the Blue Jackets. We are going to be live again. Yeah, a little rip there, eh?
God damn it.
That's fucking perfect. That was perfect.
Why did that have to happen?
That was perfect. We are going to be live again April 6th at Sterling Pig in Media, Pennsylvania. We do have a event up on the Flyers Alley like page. If you are going to come, please RSVP. We are going to have raffles. This time they will be $5 a piece. Last time we gave away for free and realized that was fucking shit. Cool, but we're not doing that again. We will have drink and food specials up on that page as well when they are available. But yeah, it was a good turnout last time, so we're doing it again, and hopefully we'll have a better idea of where we stand in the playoffs. It'll be the sixth, still the beginning of the month, but at the end of this week is where the end-ish of the week that starts the fucking games. There we go. Yeah, that's
wow.
I know. Welcome to
this is pretty emphatic. Over
sometimes,
there.
Sometimes at 11 o'clock at night, it's like, it didn't even turn off yet. thanks, Lens. Thanks for that. It's gonna be a good time.
I've been there a few times already.
Yeah, I saw that. You texted it during the week and was like, I didn't know that.
I thought you were screenshotting
someone
no.
else
I've
there.
Been there, bro.
I was like, look at this fucking guy. Orange Street.
I did have the oatmeal.
Okay.
The oatmeal one was good. I had the shrimp.
Keep talking.
I had the shrimp po' boy sandwich. Freaking slamming. I loved it. They do have a whole bunch of stuff. Obviously their wing special goes on during the week too. That wing special that we had for the last party, they have that. See ya. They do have that wing special. Now they have like a brisket grilled cheese.
I saw that. Yeah.
I didn't get that.
We're definitely a network full of people that love to eat. I see Jess Hess and James and you and Everybody's hitting it up. The boys from Check the Net, they're gonna be ripping it up over there soon. But yeah, we're gonna be doing it. Armin is bringing his boys. Hopefully, we get some guys from the men's league.
I sent some out. Have a few coming. I have actually a few friends coming up from outside of Elkton and Grace, Maryland.
Mm.
They're actually gonna. Well, they have family in the area, so they're gonna be staying with them for the night. So make sure you Uber. Please make sure you Uber.
Yeah, media is not the place to be fucking around with that. Get make sure you drink responsibly and drive safely. I will not be drinking that day. So it's early in the week. Yeah, I'm going to be drinking. Anyway, let's go to the phones.
I'll let that go.
Yeah, I mean, I like to, I would like to not, but you know, that's what it is. We gotta be the guy. We go to the phones here. It's we got a message from, I don't know who this is. Let's see what we got here.
Hey Flyers, this is Frank Muskie calling from Einstein Montgomery. Just want to let you all know, let's go Flyers. They kicked ass today, and let's go to the playoffs, baby. Woo!
Yeah. Right. Frank Muluski.
Thank you very much, Frank.
Yeah. One of the old Flyers alumni, Flyers Alley alumni, Gritty Frank.
Yeah. Can't get rid of that one, can you?
Here's a sound clip now. all right, let's move on to Gritty Look Ahead. Gritty Look Ahead is brought to you by Righteous Felon. Go to www.righteousfelon.com. Use promo code OCSN for 15% off your jerky. And everything over $50 gets you free shipping. So go on over there chewing some jerky.
And if you do get a Righteous Felon haul, take a picture of it. Share it to Facebook. Tag OCSN on it.
Yep.
Because I have a couple friends that I know for a fact have a haul coming in probably this week.
I found out last night that our friends that were over last night have been using Warlord and Righteous Felon. So
very nice. Katie is very upset. I'm down to like my last bar of Southern Tobacco. So
they actually said they didn't like the Southern Tobacco line and that they liked the Zero Dark 30 or whatever it's called, or Dark 30.
Who doesn't like Southern Tobacco?
Our friends Sam and Danny from Ardmore. I was like, "What do you mean? Like that? I don't understand what that means."
Bud said that's probably the highest one he's got going.
Everybody has their own opinion, but I don't believe that one. That's the best fucking best smelling soap I've ever smelled in my life.
Yeah, Kate, I was downstairs this morning, and Katie says to me, she goes, "How much of that Southern Tobacco do you use like every night?" I said, "Well, I have the bar of soap."
I was dousing myself in it, dude.
And I said, you know, depending on, because I use the Beard Balm probably like twice a week, but I use the oil like every night.
Yeah.
And she was like, "I smell it when you come upstairs and come to bed.
It's strong. It's very pungent."
And she was like, "I still smell it the next morning." I think that's why she steals my freaking pillow when I leave in the morning.
Maybe making soap, you know?
Yo, easy with that shit.
I'm just saying. yeah, it's a good line. I have the 1880 oil still. I don't have a beard right now, so I do have a stash. I could fuck around with that, but my kids are wondering when my beard is coming back in. I said, "Dude, it's already coming in."
The comb. Did you get the grooming comb?
No, I haven't ordered from them in a long time.
It's probably been about a month for me.
I'll get in there.
Can't ever go wrong with Big Bud. Love it.
Yep. We got a comment. Here we go. Katie says, I did more than that, but we'll keep
that. Shut up, woman.
Said, whoa. Ooh.
Stop it.
Woo.
Watch is going off again.
Yeah. all right, so this week, today, we actually have a game against the Panthers at 6 o'clock at home. I hope we keep this up. And then we have Tuesday against the Rangers.
We have
at MSG.
Bob again tonight. You think he'll go back to back?
Might. They were smart.
He got undressed in that shootout.
Did he? Who?
Panarin just made him look stupid.
Yeah, let me tell you something.
Panarin, Zibanejad, and somebody else just absolutely just undressed him. Well, Zibanejad did the Forsberg.
He's a weak soul.
Zibanejad did the Peters Forsberg.
Oh, the whiff and then the let backhand. It go in.
Which is a great
move. Bob's not as great. Bob's not.
That's a great move, though.
I'm going to tell you this right now. I don't give a fuck what anybody says. Bob's nothing without his defense. He's nothing without his defense. He was nothing without his defense with us. He's nothing without his defense down in Florida. And let me tell you something. the defense has been struggling in Florida. So, moving on though. Yeah, so we got them on Tuesday, the Rangers on Tuesday at MSG.
That's at MSG.
And that ends the rough schedule. The next game is Thursday in Montreal against the Canadiens, 7 o'clock. And then we have on Saturday at home against the fucking Blackhawks. At the Wells Fargo Center, not at their home. The Well.
All I'm going to say is, Foligno, don't you dare.
If anybody touches Bedard, you know, I don't think the Flyers don't fuck around like that. Konechny might fuck with him a little bit, but
oh, absolutely.
I don't think it's gonna be like you see like Marchand.
Can we not go into that?
See that fucking picture I shared?
Yeah,
that happened at the end of the game. Like, how do you not call that?
He had his stick wrapped around Lawton's neck like this.
Bro, if they fell, he could have broke his fucking neck.
And like, you know, it's like pulling him in for him
for another lick.
Yeah.
For another lick.
It's the creepiest freaking thing ever. The dude's
moron of the week. Wait till you see.
Is it him?
It's something that involves him.
Because he is
him.
A window licker.
It's something that involves him.
I'm telling you. I went a little hard on a couple people in
Dude, I told Lindsay.
Was it Flyers Talk or something?
I told Lindsay, I said, Corey is making his fucking rounds, dude. She was like, what do you mean? I said, he's trolling the fuck out of these people, dude. I was like, it's great to be on the sidelines and not have to fucking do it. But yeah,
I had the one guy call me an asshole.
Oh, I didn't see that.
He just flat out called me. He was like, you know, dude, he was like, if you were any kind of Flyers fan, you wouldn't be saying this, but it just goes to show how much of an asshole you are. I said, out of the 164 pack, I said, which crayon is tasty?
The mint one.
And he says to me, he goes, only you would know that question. I said,
no. Yeah, because I asked you idiot.
But here's where I clap back to him. I said,
shut the fuck up.
I said to him, I said, I remember when I was a kid, they had the scented markers. I said, I can tell you which one smells the best, though, out of all that. And then he was like, you don't know shit about hockey, da 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 da. And I said, oh, that's right. Where did you play?
There it goes.
And then he says to me, he's like, oh, well, where did you play? I said, nowhere, which is why I'm still here. I said, because if I did play anywhere that was of relevance, I'd just tell you to shut the hell up. Yeah.
You can't win with them, man. You can't win with stupid. It's just move on to weekly picks and we'll talk about these games. Yeah. I haven't even started yet.
I had.
I will say this though, dude. We started shopping at Aldi again.
Aldi's not bad,
but we saved like $100. These are the frost instead of the ice.
Oh yeah,
these are 1,000 times better. 1,000 times better.
I think it was Giant had them like 10 for $10.
Yeah, the dollar. We're like a dollar. Yeah, they have them.
The ice ones. They were like
89 cents.
Okay,
that's cents away, but makes me feel better. She got.
10 for 10 is a pretty good deal.
Listen to this deal. They got crab stuffed salmon for $10 for two of them.
No, I'm gonna be a window.
And it's dude, and it's fuck. They're good quality. Just saying.
It's good stuff. Sounds good.
It is. It's fucking good. We already had it before. It's fucking good. All right. So ripped out. Yeah. Weekly Picks is brought to you by SeatGeek. Go to the SeatGeek app in your app store, iPhone, Android. Download that bad boy. Pick your games. Use OCSN. Oh, no. Old City Sports Network, all one word, for $20 off your order. But make sure you guys use more than one email address and work the system because it's just
run with it.
It's really not. I'll be honest. I'm not going to sit here and try to sell people bullshit. It's not worth it if you're going to use it for one game. Get a couple emails and fucking rock that bad boy, because we do. Kurt, if you're in the Kurt and Wade, you're both in the crowd here. Greg Montour, if you're listening, you know, give us the game you think is going to be the best one to watch. I'm going to go ahead and say I like the Saturday. I like the weekends. I just like it. I'm interested in the game, the today's game and Tuesday's against the Rangers, but. I'm liking the games that we're supposed to be winning, so I'm going against the Blackhawks on Saturday.
I will go. I always like the rivalry with the Rangers.
Yeah, I wonder what is our record with them. They're probably up. Yeah,
might be.
Fuck them. Joey DiMaggio, I know you're out there. Fuck the Rangers. Ashley Recchi, right?
Oh.
We're coming for you, okay?
Ashley, prepare for a friendly wager.
Oh, no. Friendly wager. We'll see.
Not putting
the fire. You got the Rangers, huh?
All right. I like the Rangers. You know, the Rangers game could be a good one. I do also want to see what. Now, have the Flyers gone against Mrazek this year? Or has it always been their backup that's got 37 losses on the season?
I think it's been their backup.
Guy hasn't had a win since old man Bush was in office.
They just signed Mrazek onto an extension of some sort. Kurt says his is going to be the Islanders since they're fighting for a playoff spot.
That's a tough team.
We don't play the Islanders this week.
That is
it's the Rangers. He probably meant to say the Rangers though.
We'll call it that.
They're not. Are they fighting? They're not fighting. They're at the top, aren't they? Are they at the top?
I don't know. The Islanders are a good team though.
I fucking hate playing. I'm not watching that game. I've said this numerous times. I'm not gonna. I'm gonna play video games that night and probably eat a bunch of food. I can't watch it. It's fucking boring hockey. I fucking hate it. I don't give a fuck if Patrick Waugh's their fucking coach, goalie, fucking, I don't give a shit. I'm not fucking watching it.
Player/coach, Reg Dunlap. Oh, wait, you've never seen Slapshot?
I have not. I got that from.
I know. I watched
she
it.
She didn't.
She's like, she
didn't,
huh?
Didn't appreciate that.
By the way, she's a fan of Youngblood?
Yeah.
That's a far-fetched pick. I was really surprised about that.
Well, I mean, if you see the actors that are in it, it's Rob Lowe and Swayze. So.
A lot of people have not, you know.
I've seen bits and pieces. I haven't seen the whole thing. Speaking of Swayze.
I know.
Bro.
I've seen the bits and pieces.
What? Roadhouse. Oh, you started watching it?
I saw bits and pieces of it. Because when I turn my TV on, it comes up like, you know, stop following me, you asshole. The bits and pieces of when you turn on the Fire Stick or the Roku. It begins in the beginning and it says Roadhouse on the top of it. And if you just kind of wait a minute, it'll play it out.
Big fan. Big fan of that.
Yeah,
I like the original too. But
the original was good.
Joan Hall's.
Yeah, the guy Easy from Mayans.
He's
in there too.
Yeah, he's. Did you see that part
where he fights him in the parking lot?
He slaps the shit. He just slaps him.
Ask him where's the closest hospital, and the guy's like, "Yeah, 25 minutes, depending on
that
traffic."
That guy's like a perfect. Whoever that guy was, I was.
He's such a lot. 25 minutes, depending on traffic.
There's a part in the movie. He's like, "You're not gonna like kill me, are you?" He's like,
do you have a good dental plan?
Yes.
Yeah. You know, because you're gonna lose in front of all your friends. In front of all my friends.
It's a good movie, man. I'm a big fan of it.
I'll gander it.
I will say, I was talking to Chris Lahiff from the Philly podcast, and we both obviously, and my brother-in-law, John Bannon, McGregor was the worst part of that movie, by far the worst part of that fucking movie. From the moment you see him, it's just like, God, they could have fucking put a chair in his spot, and it would have been fucking cool. Like, he is so. I hope that's the last movie.
What a chair,
dude! I hope that's the last movie. Get ready for
a UFC fight, and not being in a movie.
Let me say, swing and a miss after his
broken leg.
Swing and a miss for McGregor. But I will say that was the only part. He gets better throughout the movie, but like,
still not that great.
Donnie Darko is the fucking man. Let me tell you something. Jake Gyllenhaal, fucking guy. Let's move on to fucking moron of the week.
Hey, want to hear the most annoying sound in the world?
Guys! Moron of the week is brought to you by Sterling Pig Brewery. We're going to be there live. Like I said, check out the event. Go to www.sterlingpig.com. Use the Pig on the Fly program. If you're in PA, DC, or Virginia, go on there. Spend $65 or more. Use promo code OCSN in all caps. Get your free shipping.
I was there with a friend of mine from Jersey the other day.
Sterling Pig.
Yeah.
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 She was a big fan of their ciders.
I didn't know they're
not bad. I'm not a cider fan, so I can't say yay or nay on them, but she was a fan of their ciders.
They'll kill me, so I'm not.
Well, she was a fan of them, and she says, oh, can I?
Well, that means Steve can drink them.
You can drink them.
That's pretty cool. I don't know if Steve knows that, but yeah, I got some good ones here. This is one from I fight with this guy on fucking Twitter all the time. Frank Raider, Twitter for the podcast, and Frank Raider on at Frank Raider, Raider Frank 65. Sorry, on Twitter, John Tortorella or X, whatever. John Tortorella clearly lost the locker room by benching his captain. The asshole coach has only managed to get 5 out of a possible 6 points from the team against 3 of the top teams in the league. What an asshole. This guy has blocked us numerous times. I've literally taken this dude behind the woodshed and started a chainsaw many times. He's the type of person that regardless of what you say, you're fucking wrong.
The sky's not blue and the grass isn't green.
Fucking dickhead.
Okay, so allow me to just say this.
Yeah.
Who's the real asshole here?
Frank.
Tortorella got 5 out of 6 points against some top teams in the NHL right now.
What's funny is, and I wouldn't expect you to know this because me and this guy, we have a history, and I think it's funny that Kurt sent me this because not even knowing. We've had numerous fucking battles about stuff like this. This is also the guy that said that the team is going to suck ass this year. And now you're saying that it's the coach's fault that the team isn't performing to the standards that you said they weren't going to at the beginning of the season. You said that they were going to suck, and now you're saying that they're good enough to do what they didn't do. They got we already said they got 5 points out of the fucking
5 out of 6 against top team.
They're about to play the last game of the week to get a potentially or alleged 2 more points, maybe even 1 point. I don't understand.
You, sir, are a chooch.
It's just
shut the fuck up.
It's too much. It's just too much.
That's a good moron.
These are the situations where I feel like freedom of speech isn't free. Like you should have to pay someone.
That's not freedom. That's just trash.
There should be a position on Twitter, and I'm willing to be the person to do it. That literally filters these fucking comments because that was just fucking dumb as shit.
It's trash. It's not even. It makes no sense. You're calling a coach an asshole who got 5 out of 6 possible points.
This is also
98% out of 100. And you're an asshole?
This was also...
Seriously?
I'll say that I did say this last week that I didn't think this was going to be a good week. It has been a very successful week. In a week that literally had the potential to kill our playoff contention. So, like, the best you could do... Did you really think we were going to get a sweep?
You got 5 out of 6 instead of 6 out of 6.
And the only loss was an overtime loss. Come on.
That was a better pill to swallow, but you know what?
It's still
taking 5 out of 6.
Yeah. Well, this one's not going to be any easier.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
This was Bob Morrow from Flyers Talk.
Yes.
For the podcast. Then Flyers Talk group on Facebook. Again, everyone hated Bryce Harper when he played for Washington. He emphasizes everyone with a bunch of exclamation points. But Philly signed him, and now he's God in Philly. And I think Harper is great. More exclamation points. I was saying Marchand is a true leader and Coots is not. So there's a couple players.
On Funix.
Stay off drugs.
The bong water.
Yes. Yeah, definitely drinking the bong water.
I got yelled at. I got not yelled at. I got a stern slap on the wrist from Facebook about that comment.
Really?
Yeah. Something about, you know, it's a drug reference because I said to the one guy because he kept rambling and rambling and rambling. And I said, stay off the bong water.
They do hit you hard. I remember when we had Diet Smoke. Remember, were you around for that? I reposted one of the things, I got fucking suspended for fucking 24 hours for doing an ad read.
Who are you kidding?
It's legal.
I'm a lifetime offender on Facebook. I'm like one more comment away from being totally banned off of Facebook, believe it or not.
It may actually be a blessing in disguise.
I got three.
I would love to be on Facebook.
I got 3 90-day Facebook jail times.
I didn't even know they gave them out.
Oh yeah.
I've only had 7 days
7 days.
Yeah.
7 days I do. Well, it's standing on my head.
Well, it sucks because everybody filters their lives through my Facebook. So when I get suspended, you can't share your shit. You can't do anything to my Facebook.
Oh, I remember that earlier in the year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not fun.
Oh, that was last year. Not this year. This year we've behaved. None of us have been suspended or Facebook jailed.
I told Liz, off Snapchat. I'm, for the most part, I'm off Twitter. I do have it on my computer and on my phone for just, I think it's my personal and Old City.
Yeah.
I don't, yeah. If I could get rid of Facebook, my personal one, and just have the Flyers Alley like page, I would fucking do it. I can't stand it.
I gander through Twitter every once in a while.
It's a dark place. I don't like Twitter. I don't like anything. Give a fuck. I don't care about the views. I don't give a shit anymore. It doesn't matter to me. I just don't fucking care.
I perused through and Lindy Snyder posted something the other day, so that was a good thing.
I didn't know her and Lauren Hoare were that close, so it makes sense that they have the same views. It's very pretty cool. Probably get them all at the same time. Might be able to get them go Silent Pig. Probably Lauren more than Lindy, but we'll talk about it. Anyway, yeah, that's our morons of the week. This is just, I'm going to say there are a couple players and everybody says, oh, you love, I would not like to have Rempe on my team. I'll be honest with you. No. I wouldn't like Marchand on the team. No. And I wouldn't like either. Well, I would take Brady Tkachuk. I would not take Matthew Tkachuk. And I'm saying that confidently. I would not do that. I don't want Brad Marchand on my team. The fucking dude he's a fucking whiny asshole. Yesterday, I mean, slamming his stick.
Got himself an unsportsmanlike, yeah, too.
I thought he was good. Well, it was funny.
I'm telling you, I sent in a text message. I said, if the midget doesn't shut up, he's going to get too intense.
You did say that, and he did. Yep. If he didn't get that, he was getting embellishment. It looked like an embellishment. There was contact.
Sniper from the crowd.
There was contact, so I guess, you know, it is what it is.
I get that, but dude,
did you see Hathaway's later on in the game?
That is a savage.
Bro, he fucking tapped it. He fucking, I like that, though. But, yeah, with that being said, we can move on. Yeah, just shut the fuck up, Bob Morrow. That's just dumb. Like, yeah, if some people just stop watching the Flyers, please. So we want to beat of the week. All right, Beauty of the Week is brought to you by Old City Sports. Read a thing at the bottom. I'm not reading it all for you again. Beauty of the Week, we got three. Kurt, give yours. If you're out there.
I have a few within honorable mention.
You said one that was unconventional that you were going to forget. Did you forget?
No, I did not.
Cool.
I did not. We're not. I'm not going to go in chronological order here because,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah, you don't have to.
TK, obvious.
Yeah.
I do like Owen Tippett as well. And I have to go Urson. Now here's my
honorable mention.
Denver Barkey.
Okay.
Got himself 100 points.
Where'd you see that?
It was posted.
No, I know. I was gonna clown, but
no, I've seen it from a few different places.
Okay.
It got himself 100 points.
I did see that they just signed someone.
The McDonald kid.
Yep.
To PTO with the Phantoms.
That's pretty cool.
I think he made his debut this weekend.
Did he?
I can look up see him.
I did see. Now, I don't. Was he the one? I think he just got hurt.
No, really?
There was a report. I didn't click on it because you got to be careful what the fuck you click on anymore.
Well, I'm just going to go straight to the AHL.
Yeah, I think they had said that they had signed someone. And he literally got hurt his first game. I don't know if it's him or not, but it may be fake too.
Yeah, that was the one they just brought him. I think they signed him on Thursday.
Yeah, I think they said something like that.
Yeah, I'll go straight to the AHL.
Kurt says number one's the TFT line. They're fire. Tippett, Frost, TK. I like that, TFT. Number two's Forrester. Third in goals for rookies. He is too. I thought he was second. They said he was second last night.
I think he's second.
I think he is second. Yeah. Close to Bedard. Well, not close, but if he goes on a tear here, he'll pass Bedard. He's going to pass to Bedard if we get in the playoffs.
True.
So that'd be pretty cool. And then York, future top D man. Kurt, I got to tell you, dude, I'm all about York is my number three, flat out.
I
love everything I'm seeing from York right now. Yep.
I had to sneeze. Also, I'm a big fan of Ronnie Adder and Jennings.
Yeah,
that's a good line to throw together.
I like their physicality. You need that. Our D men have to be tough. We can't have any soft sallies back there. No,
Mr. Hunter McDonald.
Hunter McDonald. Yeah, I think he just got hurt. I know that was the one they signed. I don't know if he's hurt long term, but I could have sworn I saw that somewhere. Could be fake. But
sixth round, 165th overall in the 22 draft.
Okay.
We'll
see.
Decent sized kid.
Yeah.
6'4", 215.
Okay.
Decent size.
My third's gonna be York. My second is I'm gonna give it to Forrester. That wrist shot is fucking nasty. My number one's gonna be Urson. Has to be. I mean, a lot of the people out there that are complaining about Urson, you have to realize that he's still a rookie, and he's doing amazing things here.
This is literally his first full season.
Kurt says Ronnie needs to hit the net.
Yeah, you know what?
He's just up. So
his puck control has gotten a lot better since he's came up as well, but it's still tough. It's still tough.
I think all things considered, I think they're both doing pretty well.
That's not bad for Brownie, by the way.
What's that?
5 points, 10 games.
Let's move on to Dust Up. Or is it just
they would have to be at that kind of fucking penalty minute?
Yeah, I feel like you're right. If there wasn't, then he'd be dropped down the.
I think he'd be outright released.
Yeah.
Oh no! Wait a minute, not him. Wilson.
Garrett Wilson? Yeah, he's a monster. They're fights.
191.
Yeah, they're fights. Garrett Wilson's a fucking beast.
My man's got 191 pims.
They're really upset that they never brought him up like long term. He's literally Garnet Hathaway that scores.
The last 3 years for him in Lehigh, he's averaged 190 plus pims.
Bring that man up. Well, he's captain of the team now, so he's not going anywhere.
On top of that, he had 43 points last year. He's got 38 this year.
I'm a fan.
That sucks.
I'm a fan of that.
That sucks.
Well, it sucks, but I mean.
Like he's steadfast in Lehigh Valley.
Yeah, he's going to stay there forever.
So I said, sucks.
Yeah. I like the guy, though.
Yeah.
I like what he's doing. All right, Dust Up is brought to you by Warlord Beard Oil. Go to www.warlordbeardoil.com. Use promo code OCSN in all caps for 50% off your beard oils. All the stuff there. They got awesome hats. Obviously, I got one.
The dog spray too.
I found it. I thought we fucking threw it out.
That would be really upsetting if you did dispose.
I have it. Put it on dogs last night. Fucking cedar smells fucking good. Get your beard oil, soaps, your dog stuff too. Shaving oils, car air fresheners, hats, and much, much more. They're American made. Bud is a vet. So we're real big on that here at Old City Sports. We support our armed forces. I have two fights. One is from the E. It's Devin Polani and Jack Quinlivan.
Third straight goal from Worcester. And now a center right drop of the gloves and an old school tilt. It's Devin Polani with Jack Quinlivan. And they come together with blows of right hands. Mitts are down. Bodies hit the ice. Polianyi and Quinlivan. Haymakers with the right knuckles. And to the penalty box they go. Fired and rallied up. Littered. Gloves and sticks on the ice with the helmet still spinning.
Nice little tilt.
Like a little ragdoll there. While not bad.
Give it some life to the A. The jungle. I like that.
I liked it. It was
the Phantom. Devin Paliani got buckled. Yeah, that actually looked pretty bad. He fell back on his leg.
I mean, he's kind of pretzeled up on the leg, but not a bad little tilt. I liked it.
And then obviously we got our boy Delorier versus Reeves. Everybody was looking forward to that. I want everyone to pay attention to this and just like literally hone in. And if you have to rewind it or go to YouTube and watch it, Reeves lands one punch the entire fucking fight.
Yeah.
The entire fight.
I wouldn't even call it a one.
It was right off the bat. He landed it on fucking.
It was a land, but it was kind of a glance.
I used to be a big fan of Reeves. I just don't think he's that good at fighting anymore. I gotta agree. I think it was Kurt. I can agree. I think he needs to fucking hang him up, dude.
Why, when you're getting paid?
I just don't think.
What's he making in Toronto?
I don't want to fucking know.
To do nothing.
That's true.
And was basically, as Wade considered, a healthy scratch for what, 20 some games straight.
Yes, yeah, true.
That's a third of the season.
I mean, stop fighting. Just I know he's not there. He's probably not going to see a lot of minutes in the playoffs, which I don't agree with. I saw a couple fans up in Toronto, which they're fucking brutal.
Park his ass in front of the net and tell him don't move.
He said they're not going to play him. And like, what was it last year with Simmons? They didn't play Simmons either. Like, that's fucking stupid.
He went down to the Marlies.
That's fucking stupid, dude. You got to play your guys like that.
I believe Simmer was down in the AHL.
Oh, that's right. Kurt says he gets a figure out.
The three stooged.
He was gone. He left. Yeah. Went down.
Still supposedly hurt from that as well.
No, let's take a look.
Benoit winds through center ice. That's a camp. Here we go. And right at center ice, here's the main event. The cable got out of the way. It's Delorier. And Reeves are going to go. Delorier didn't play on Thursday when things got a little chippy. Was reserved in the warm-up. These are two of the heavyweights in the league. Delorier, the NHL fight leader. Here, Reeves and bringing off the helmet. Well, they talked in the warm-up on Thursday, talked again today.
So I don't know if you can hear that, but it was like starting to skip a little bit at the end because the fucking place was so goddamn loud.
Yeah.
Fucking loud as shit. I like the fight. I'm really starting to watch Reeves and even the punches that he's throwing. Like, what is this?
It's more along the lines of what I call.
Just swinging for the fences.
I call the 12-year-old girl.
Yeah. No, yeah. I know exactly what you're talking about. My older brothers, that's how they throw punches.
But if you look at what D'Lo did, I'm not going to start flailing my arms.
He's starting to, yeah.
But if you look at what D'Lo did, he kept the arm up the whole time.
Yeah.
Which limits your range of what you can throw.
Right.
And that's what D'Lo did against him.
Hey, it's not a good look. That's all I'm saying.
But now, evidently, he's only got, you know, he's one-eyed Revo up in Toronto. Because I think he's been scratched since that game.
Yeah, maybe.
Because evidently D'Lo poked him in the eyeball.
He's still out from that.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Craziness. All right, we got
three stooges.
Still happened in the fight, and it was because of Delorier. So I'll take that.
Like I said, one of the only guys still in the NHL that doesn't wear a visor.
Nah, you don't have to, right? Like, obviously, you don't have to.
A lot of these guys don't have to because they're over the veteran status.
Right.
Like I said, I think him and Big Rig are the only one that don't.
What you going to do there? Final thought, you got anything?
5 out of 6, and Frank, you're an asshole.
Yeah, go Flyers today. 6 o'clock versus the fucking Panthers. And make sure you guys go to facebook.com/FlyersAlley for our like page and our group on Twitter or X. I'm not going to call it X. At Flyers Alley Pod 1, Instagram at Flyers Alley, and YouTube. Go subscribe to our YouTube page at Old City Sports Network. And that was episode 6 or 21 of season 6 of Flyers Alley. We will not see you guys next week. It's Easter. Everybody have a good week. We might see you before then. If not, you know. Hey, what is it? I don't think so. Maybe. Depends on how I feel. We might come back later. We'll see you guys then. What's going on, everybody? Jess here from Old City Sports Network at Flyers Alley. Everybody here loves sports, like going to events, need a ticket app. Make sure you guys use SeatGeek.
download SeatGeek from your app store on your Android or your iPhone. Make sure you guys select the game that you want and use promo code Old City Sports Network, all one word, for $20 off your first order. And don't be a schmuck. Go get a couple email addresses. Hit that thing up, dude. Do the right thing. SeatGeek is where it's at. Hey, everybody. Also want to come on here and tell you guys about our beard sponsor and Warlord Beard Oil. Make sure you guys go to www.warlordbeardoil.com. Use promo code OCSN in all caps for 15% off your beard oil orders. And make sure any orders over $65 gets you free shipping. Make sure you head on over to www.warlordbeardoil.com. We all use it in Old City Sports Network. Anybody that has a beard is going to love it. Make sure you guys go use the promo code. Later.